A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for the entire region until at least 7 p.m. tonight as a Bermuda high continues to pump hot and humid air into the region with temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s and dew points in the low to mid 70s, making the heat index near the triple digits for much of the area. A cold front and prefrontal trough are approaching from the west. That trough will be the initial focus for strong to severe thunderstorms to fire up this afternoon and continue into the early evening at the least. Any storms that fire up will have the potential to produce large hail, bowing line segments with damaging winds, frequent if not constant deadly lightning, and should any supercell storms form, there is a small chance of a tornado forming as well with the rotating updrafts. Despite the storms, we will not get a break from the heat and humidity until after the surface cold front moves through tomorrow, and because of that, we'll likely see more showers, thunderstorms, and extremely heavy rain on Thursday as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. From the National Hurricane Center, as of 11 a.m., here are the details on Tropical Storm Arthur. It is located at 29.1 north and 79.1 west, about 105 miles east-northeast of Cape Canaveral, Florida, and about 260 miles south-southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles an hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Arthur is expected to become a Category 1 hurricane by Thursday. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 80 miles from the center of the storm. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It'll be mostly cloudy, hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. In Boston, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Some storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid 80s. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high in the mid 70s. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A chance of showers and storms this evening. Some may produce damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rainfall, along with frequent lightning, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Some may produce very heavy rainfall. It'll be humid with highs near 80 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, showers and thunderstorms likely this evening. Some may produce damaging winds, large hail, heavy rainfall, and frequent lightning, humid with lows near 70. And for tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Some may produce heavy rainfall, humid with highs in the mid-80s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some may produce damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rainfall, along with frequent lightning, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Some may produce heavy rainfall. It'll be humid with highs in the lower 80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers and thunderstorms likely this evening. Some may produce large hail, heavy rainfall, frequent lightning, and damaging winds, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Some may produce heavy rainfall, humid with highs in the mid-80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some may produce damaging winds, large hail, heavy rainfall, and frequent lightning, humid with lows near 70 degrees. And tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Some may produce heavy rainfall, humid with highs in the middle 80s.